I'm delighted to have today here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, a great friend of mine who is a pastor in Austin, Texas, Pastor Rex Johnson. His family, he and his family came to pastor Christian Life Church in Austin, a great church, 24 years ago. And Pastor Johnson previously pastored churches in Dallas, Texas, Decatur, Louisiana. And the Austin church has flourished under his ministry, grown from a small congregation of 50 members 24 years ago to a church of now more than 2,800 members. And he's been in the ministry 44 years, in great demand all over the country, as an inspirational speaker, communicator to various religious bodies and secular meetings. His trust in God, positive attitude, upbeat personality that I can attest to, has helped him overcome some very difficult times. He was raised in Levelland. He was born in Oklahoma, and of course I was born in Oklahoma, and he was raised in Levelland, Texas. He served in youth leadership of his church organization, both in Texas and internationally. And for the past 4 years, he's been chaplain of the Republican Party of Texas. And a very esteemed man indeed. And he's married to his wife, Patty, and they have three daughters, all live in Austin. And it is a delight to have my wonderful friend, Pastor Rex Johnson. And thank you for being on the broadcast today, Pastor Johnson.
Thank you, Pastor Dale. I appreciate the privilege and the opportunity. And boy, I was thinking when you was reading all that stuff or making all that stuff up about me, that I was wondering what person you was talking about there. What a joy to know you, sir. What a joy, what an opportunity. And I am so happy and thankful that God has orchestrated you to be in a ministry like this radio ministry that can take the gospel and take the good news around the world. And you're a praying man, and to be able to pray with people the way you do, it's an honor to know you, sir. Every time I get with you, I leave feeling better about myself. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you, sir.
Well, you're a kind man, and thank you for those kind remarks, and thank you for your friendship, and it's a delight to have you on today. And
thank you.
And not long ago, I read a book that you wrote about the tragedy that came into your life and how you have overcome that through forgiveness. And I just, in conclusion to our time here on the telephone today, I'm going to have you to pray for people that just say, I just can't forgive. I've just been hurt so bad, wounded so bad. I just have a difficult time forgiving. Some people can't forgive God. They can't forgive themselves. They can't forgive other people. I know that you have a tremendous story, and the next few minutes, I'd like for you to share what happened to you. And then in conclusion, I'm going to have you to pray for people that are just struggling with forgiveness.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Pastor Dale. Yes, sir. In 1981, I was a very young man, 31 years of age, and was pastoring a church in Dallas, Texas that we had actually stepped into when it was a very small congregation, and it grew exponentially in the next 5 years. But in 1981, the beginning of the year in March, my wife and my two children, I had a 6-year-old daughter, a 4-year-old son, and my wife was 26 at the time, left the home and was headed to the mall there in Dallas and went down a particular road, stopped at a red light, and evidently it is the only car at the light, when a drunk driver came over the hill at a very fast pace and hit the back of the car and knocked them into the intersection. They were hit again in the intersection because the light was green for the cross traffic. And the car burst into flames, and in just a matter of minutes, I lost both my wife and my son. The daughter survived and is still alive and well and doing very well today. But I lost a wife and a son, and the tragedy of it was that this was in the middle of what we thought was the will of God. We were doing the will of God. We were working hard. We were building a church. And it put a lot of questions and a lot of thought processes in my mind that maybe this is not what I need to do. There was many thoughts in my mind that perhaps I needed to go another direction, because it was very difficult for me to stand in a pulpit after that for a while and brag on a God that would never fail us, and talk about a God and compliment a God that would never leave us, and have to walk through this tragedy. But God knows best, and there's a scripture in the Bible that just kept going over and over in my mind, that He would not put more on us than we were able to bear, but would, with every temptation, every situation in life, give a way of escape that we might be able to bear it. And what happened in that process is that the good Lord started dealing with me about the fact that I needed to go on. In fact, I had a minister, Pastor Dale, that prophesied to me that I needed to get back in the pulpit as soon as I could, because I needed to understand that whatever happened, whatever tragedy happens in your life, does not make your life a tragedy.
Right.
Tragedies happen, but it doesn't make your life a tragedy.
Yeah.
Because one day went south, and because you lost your family, God can give you another family. God can give you more.
Yeah.
And I started reading the book of Job extensively. I started reading about Job and how he lost his family, and God began to deal with me. And really, if I can use this terminology without sounding over-spiritual, really took me to a new level of ministry, a new level of appreciation, a new level of love for people and caring for people. Because even now, I did a funeral yesterday of a 44-year-old lady that died too soon. She died of cancer and was a member of our church.
Mm-hmm.
And when I stand in the podium, in the pulpit, and I do these young people's funerals, my mind goes back and I realize that God has got me here for such a time as this now, to help people in the process of their grief.
Yeah.
Like I probably never could if I had not gone through the situation that I went through in Dallas in 1981.
Yeah.
So I move forward. My daughter and I survived that year. I continued to pastor, and God put a precious girl in our life, a lady that had never been married, a virtuous girl that had never been married. And honestly, Dale, I don't know how much I need to tell here, but this is in the book that I wrote with a palm and a willow. But honestly, the day that the tragedy happened, she was in another city, in another place, and she was her dad's, she was the janitor of her dad's church, and
wow.
she felt, her brother came in and told her the sad news, and she felt impressed to go back to a place where the altar was, and she knelt down, and God impressed her that day that she would be the person that would heal me back to health and heal me back to the strength that God wanted to give me in my life.
Wow,
and so the next year, she and I were married, and her name is Patty, and what a precious lady she has been, and we've been wed now for 32 years, and it's just been a joyous experience. We have two daughters, Cassidy and Caitlin, and then the daughter that survived the wreck's name is Misty. All three of the girls are married now. They all have great husbands. All their husbands are living for God. All my family works in ministries in the church here at Christian Life, and I think the furthest one, Dale, that lives from me is like 15 minutes. They're all right around me. We can just send out a call and all of our kids will be at our house in 15 minutes, you know.
Oh,
so every Sunday night we get together and we thank God. Every Sunday night is a blessing night at our church. We thank God for His protecting hand. I'm a grandpa five times. Our fourth grandson was born just recently, and
wow.
And so I have four grandsons and a beautiful granddaughter, and so I'm blessed, Dale.
Yeah.
I have nothing but just the blessing of God in my life, and God has shown me, like He showed Job, that He can turn tragedy into triumph. He can turn situations into blessings. He can turn
right.
your mourning into gladness, and He can
yeah.
turn the spirit of sorrow, spirit of heaviness, into a garment of praise.
Yeah.
And so we're very grateful. We're very grateful, and we pastor the church in that grateful mindset. We're very very humbled to be a part of the work of the Lord in this last day. But you wanted me to speak on forgiveness, and so
yeah, and how? I want you to talk about how you forgave this man.
Yes, sir. So I came to Austin in 1990, which was 9 years after the tragedy. I came here in 1990. Patty and I and our two girls and our three girls came here. And the two that we had had and the one that had survived the wreck. So there was five of us that came. And in 1998, we had built a new building here, the church that we worship in now. We'd built this building. And I was in the auditorium one day, sir, I just praying and asking God, God, show me a way that we can better facilitate your name and your presence and to the people and show your glory in South Austin. And while I was praying, I felt an impression. Now, I'm not saying God spoke to me. I'm not saying that God spoke to me aloud and said, get out and write these notes. But I felt this strong impression that God was saying to me, are you willing to forgive? And I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe a pastor that truly loves people forgives. Because I have to remit. I cannot retain. I have to let go of things. I cannot. Love covers a multitude of sin. And I love people. And so I'm going to give people chance after chance. And then the Lord hit me. He said, are you willing to forgive the man that took your wife and your son's life? And that's when I stopped. I know exactly where I was, Dale, I knew exactly where I was when that happened. I can take you to the spot in the church where I was, and I stopped and I just wept. I cried. I said, "Sir, God, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I can do that or not." And so I kept praying, and I just had a peace that God was just testing me, kind of like Abraham taking Isaac to the top of the mountain. You know, yeah. It's just a test. Yeah. You know, I don't have to kill Isaac; it's just a test. Right. And so, three days later, I'm in my office here, sir, and someone knocks on the office door, and one of our receptionists goes to the door and. There was a man at the door, and he was crying. He said, I'm here to see Pastor Rex Johnson. Is he available? And the secretary said, yes, yes, he's available. And so the man walks in. I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. I don't know anything about him. And then he comes in, and he asked if he could have an audience with me. Well, I have to have some free time. So I said, sure, come on in. He's a stranger to me. And so when he came in, he didn't even sit down. He just got on his knees, and he had tears in his eyes. And he said, I've come to ask your forgiveness. And I said, okay, what do you need forgiveness? I don't even know who you are. He said, and he started telling this story, Dale. He said, 17 years ago, sir, he said, I committed a horrible deed in Dallas, Texas that hurt a very precious family. Mm. And I was the perpetrator of that deed. Mm. And he said, I got off without penalty, and the man that took my wife and my boy's life did not have to go to prison. He got a commuted sentence. I mean, they put him on probation, a 10-year probation. And he said, I got this probated sentence, but I got in trouble. And he said, I've been to prison four times, Pastor Rex. I've been to prison four times in the last 17 years, and every time I get out, I get back in trouble. And said, the last time I was in prison, a prison pastor came, and I gave my heart to the Lord, and he said, I want you to know I've been saved. He said, I got water baptized. I'm saved. I'm in a place with God I've never been in my life. And said, the Lord just kept telling me, when you get out this time, you've got to go find Pastor Rex Johnson. You've got to find him. And he said, sir, I've been out of prison about a month, and I've been on a quest to find you. And I said, okay. I said, and it's still in my mind. I'm thinking, okay, there's got to be more than this. And then the Holy Spirit just seemed to speak to me and said, that's the man. That's the man that took your wife and your boy's life. That's him. Wow. That's him. Wow. Well, when I realized that, Dale, when I realized that I was looking in the face of the man that did that, well, I'm feeling it right now. I just started weeping. I said, oh, my God. And so I wanted to say to him, he's on his knees, he's crying uncontrollably, and he's asking for forgiveness after 17 years. And I wanted to say, sir, did this accident happen? Did something you do? Was it in South Dallas? Did it happen in South Dallas? Did it involve a car accident? But you know what? The Lord refrained me from saying that. And why. Here's the reason why, Dale, because 3 days ago when I was praying in the church, he said, could you forgive? Could you forgive the man that did that? And I said, Lord, I think with you I can do all things. And 3 days later, Dale, a man knocks on my door and falls on his knees in my office saying, I need forgiveness. I need forgiveness. Now, here's the thing I think. One of two things. Number one, either he was that person and God wanted me to forgive him, or he was somebody sent to me to see if I had the ability to forgive the person that took my wife and boy's life. My thinking, it was the man. He was an alien. He was not a U.S. citizen when he did what he did, and so his name was never in the paper. I never knew his name. But here's the beauty of it. I went around, got on my knees, and I hugged him. And we embraced like long-lost brothers, and I cried over him, and I prayed for him. And he got up and wiped his eyes, and he said, Pastor, would you pastor my family? We need to sit under your ministry. We need to submit ourselves to you. Wow. Well, here's a brand new ball game, Dale. I thought it was going to be a hug and gone. I thought it was just going to be we're going to have this forgiveness and he'll be out of here. And I don't. But for 9 years, Dale, he sat in this church. For 9 years, he was a part of Christian Life Church. From 1998 till the end of 2006, he was a part of this church. And I saw him every Sunday. I saw him every Wednesday. And you know what? His family, Dale, his family was in constant turmoil and constant trouble. And I had to bail them out so many times in my life, in my pastorate, not only with their marital issues, not only with their financial issues, but with their spiritual issues. But God did something, Dale, and I'm fixing to rejoice with you on this conversation. God did something. In those 9 years that he was here, our church grew over 1,200 members.
Oh, wow. Praise God.
Because I had to live, sir, in a constant state of forgiveness. I had to live in that constant state of forgiveness. Yeah. And I will tell you this. He left in 2006. He went back to Dallas. That's his home. Was Dallas, Texas was his home. Mm-hmm. And I missed him. I missed him. I missed that family. I missed that family because I grew to love them as my own. And you know what, sir? Here's the bottom line. I was privileged to pastor the man that took my first wife and my little four-year-old son and put their lives into eternity. Now, I'm telling you right now, sir, I'm telling you right now, that if I could do life all over again, if I could do life all over again, I don't think I would trade anything. I don't think I'd change anything because I think God directs the path. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And I think some of these things happen to people. It's life. I don't think it's judgment. I don't think it's God's disfavor to us. I think it's life. I think we live in a sin-cursed world, and it's just life, sir. Yeah. But I do believe that what God can make of a person after they go through those kind of situations, God says, wow, this is what I wanted. This is what I desired. Because so many people, when they go through tragedy, when they go through loss, they get bitter, Dale, and not better.
Yeah, they do.
But God allowed Patty and I, and Patty had to go through it also, but God allowed both of us. And our church flourished. It flourished. And so forgiveness is such a tremendous part of Christian Life Church, tremendous part of Christian Life Church, Dale. Yeah. And it still is. I could tell you story after story of things as big or bigger than this story. This was my story. Yeah. But the church has stories of forgiveness and lost congregations that came back because the church was not willing to hold a grudge of people that had left, and they willingly accepted them back because of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is it's the heart of God. It's the heart of everything that happens in life. Yeah. For when Jesus was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive me. He said, they don't even know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing, but I'm going to forgive them anyhow, even though they don't know what they're doing and who I am. And I've come to save them. I'm going to forgive them anyhow. And so if Jesus Christ can, then I must. That's because right. If I'm going to be what he wants me to be, I've got to walk in the path that he chooses me to walk. And I don't know why this path was chosen for me, Dale, but I do know that I'm living in a glorious time in my life right now, happy as I've ever been, thrilled as I've ever been, because forgiveness sets you free, sir.
It
sets
you free. Yes, it does. Well, I have to say, this is one of the most remarkable stories of forgiveness that I've ever heard. And for you to be able to face a man and be the pastor of a man that was involved in the death of your wife and your son is quite supernatural. And I'm sure that there are people that are listening today here on BPN Radio, and they're just saying, how did you do it? I mean, how did you do it? And we have a couple of minutes left. Why don't you just share how you did it, and then just say a prayer for these people that are having such a difficult time walking in forgiveness today.
You know, Pastor, the thing, nobody can do this without God's help. Nobody can do it without God's help. You've got to have the help of the Lord, because forgiveness is a tough thing, because the people that have been offended, the people that have been hurt. But forgiveness, that I've discovered, forgiveness is a gift. It's a gift. And we're here at Christmas time, and Christmas is right around the corner. Yeah. And we're going to give all kinds of gifts. But the Lord taught me that forgiveness is the greatest gift. You don't give it to expect anything in return. You just give it because it's the gift. Pardon me for saying it, that keeps on giving. You don't ever quit forgiving. Forgiveness right. has got to be the tool of our life that moves us from step to step, day to day, because if we choose to, Brother Dale, we can be offended at so many things. Offenses will come, the Bible said, but woe to those that bring them. And we know that woe's coming. At the same time, it's amazing how that forgiveness just brightens your day, helps you smile, helps you overcome, helps you live another day. And besides that, it takes the ulcer limit down. I mean, it puts a limit on your ulcers, you know. Your blood pressure's a whole lot better off. And you don't get the root of bitterness in your heart, you know, when you forgive. You just got to let it go. You've got to let it go.
Yeah.
I also believe this, sir, and I don't want to take too much time, but when Joseph went through all that he went through, all that stuff, his brothers lied on him, put him in a pit, sold him into slavery, Potiphar's wife lied on him, he got put in a prison, the butler forgot him, the baker was executed, but the butler forgot him when all things went well with him, and so he had to stay two more years in prison. But when he got out, the first son born to him, sir, the first son born to him, was a boy named Manasseh.
Yeah.
And Manasseh's name means he has caused me to forget the pain of the past. Not the past, but the pain of the past.
Mm-hmm.
The pain.
Yeah.
And I believe that when you start asking God to help you forgive the past, He lets the pain. It doesn't mean you forget what happened yesterday. It just means you lose the pain of what happened yesterday. And when that pain gets out of your heart and you can go on living because you forgave and the pain left, he forgave his brothers, he forgave all that they did to him, he even sent groceries home with him for his dad.
Yeah.
But when you can do that, the next son born, his name meant fruitfulness. Manasseh means pain of the past, and the next son born, his name meant fruitfulness, double blessing.
Yeah.
And so the bottom line is, when you learn to forgive, when you learn to have a Manasseh in your life, when you learn to have a Manasseh in your spirit, and you can let the pain go, and you can forgive what happened yesterday, God's going to give you a blessing on the other side of it. And I'd rather live in blessing than regret. I'd rather live in blessing than regret.
I believe that. Why don't you pray for these people that are struggling today, Pastor Rex Johnson?
All righty. Dear Lord, I love you, and I thank you for the opportunity to speak with Pastor Dale today, and I thank you, God, for the opportunity to speak to whomever will tune into this radio today. God, I pray right now that you'll walk into the room, and you'll walk into their car, and you'll step into their office, and you'll visit with them today, Lord. Because I think it's this time of the year that we just feel the closeness, because it's Advent season and we're about to celebrate the birth of Christ. And Lord, I want people to understand that you, who gave so much and you forgave so much, and you gave us an opportunity to know you and know you with the fullness of Christ in our life. God, I believe with all my heart that you can touch us and you can give us the spirit that dwelt in you can dwell in us. And the and the joy that you had we can possess, and the peace that you have we can possess. The prayer is, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Whatever is happening there, let it happen down here. And God, I believe with all my heart, the most beautiful statement that you ever made on the cross was, Father, forgive them. Forgive them. God, we felt forgiveness. And I don't want to hold a grudge against anybody or anything. God, you see marriages that need to be helped. You see children against parents and parents against children, God, that need to be brought together this holiday season. God, you see churches that are maybe in a schism and maybe in a rift, but God, you can bring healing at this time. God, you see husbands and wives, and you see jobs and employees, God, and people that all during this time it just seems like that there is a rush and a crush. But God, let us stop and let us remember the cross and a man called Jesus that said, I'm going to forgive because they don't know what they're doing. And God, let us understand that forgiveness is a gift, and we can all share it with somebody without expecting anything in return. Bless us in our forgiving hearts today, and bless us continually because we continue to forgive people that hurt us and harm us. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Rex Johnson, and what a wonderful prayer, and really have enjoyed having you on the phone today. Thank you for being my friend. And if people wanted to know more about Christian Life Church in Austin, CLC, or how they can get your book about what happened, The Palm and the Willow, how would they contact you?
It's called With a Palm and a Willow. We have a toll-free number, 877-800-9800, and that rings here at the office. I have people online that will be able to send the book out. And they also can call the church at 512-892-4200 if they would like to talk and counsel with me during the holidays, whatever. But the book is here. It's self-published. I'm writing my second one, Pastor Dale. I thought I'd tell you that. I'm writing a second in this trilogy. This is Road from Grief to Grace. The next one's going to be From Grace to Glory. And we're fixing to write that book. And in fact, we're just about finished with it. I hope to have it out by the end of the year, and we'll have that available also. But I'd appreciate it if somebody wants it. We can make it happen to you. Also, you can go online at clcaustin.com, and you can pull it up, and there's a place there where you can order the book, and we'll send it out to you.
Pastor Rex Johnson, one of the great preachers in America, and my friend. And
I
thank
love you,
you,
sir. I really appreciate the job and the ministry that you have, and God bless you and your effort, Pastor Dale. God bless you.
Thank you for being on today. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. God bless.